Noha Lamina hails from Libreville, Gabon, and embarked on his football journey at La Garenne-Colombes before making his way through the ranks of Paris Saint-Germain's subsidiaries. It wasn't long before he officially became a part of the PSG Academy, signing an aspirant contract that marked the beginning of his promising career. His breakthrough came when he ventured into the youth league, where Lamina quickly gained recognition as a standout player with PSG under 19. This accomplishment led to him securing his first professional contract with the club, solidifying his position as a rising talent within the football world. A pivotal moment in Lamina's career occurred during a friendly match against Le Havre, where he replaced Kang and Lee and showcased his skills in a 2-0 victory. Subsequently, he was handed the opportunity to start in the next friendly against Al Nassr, a team led by the legendary Cristiano Ronaldo. Under the new guidance of coach Luis Enrique, Lamina emerged as the standout player on the field, earning praise for his exceptional performance, particularly in the absence of the renowned Kylian Mbappe. In pursuit of further development, Lamina embarked on a season-long loan to Serie B club Sampdoria. However, his journey didn't stop there, as he later joined the ranks of the Premier League club Wolverhampton Wanderers on loan until the end of the season. Notably, this deal included a 1 million euros purchase option that could be unilaterally exercised by Lamina himself. While PSG retained a 25% sell-on clause in the event of a future transfer. On the international stage, Lamina proudly represents France as a youth international, initially making his mark with the under-17 squad. Lamina is known for his dynamic and versatile playing style, making him a valuable asset for any team. One of his key strengths lies in his exceptional dribbling ability. He exhibits excellent close ball control, allowing him to navigate through tight spaces and maneuver past defenders with ease. His quick and agile movements make him a challenging player to defend against in one-on-one situations. In addition to his dribbling skills, he possesses a keen tactical awareness that enables him to read the game effectively. Whether it's making incisive runs into the box or finding pockets of space to receive the ball, he demonstrates a high level of football intelligence. This awareness not only contributes to his goal-scoring opportunities, but also makes him a reliable playmaker, capable of creating chances for his teammates. His passing ability is another standout aspect of his playing style. He has a wide passing range, allowing him to switch play and distribute the ball accurately over various distances. His vision and creativity in the final third contribute significantly to his team's attacking prowess, as he often delivers key passes that unlock opposing defenses. Moreover, his work rate and defensive contributions make him a well-rounded midfielder. He actively presses opponents, disrupts opposition build-up play, and tracks back to support his defensive teammates. This work ethic showcases his commitment to both offensive and defensive aspects of the game, making him a valuable asset in various tactical systems. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.